Welcome back to the Single Black Dot Podcast, a podcast about being the black face in the white space known as the PWI. I am your main host, and we're throwing it back because I have my friends here.
Yay, they're here.
They're so great. Okay, so if you like haven't heard any of the earlier episodes, one, I'm very sorry. But two, these are my friends. Like, I have those. I don't always record by myself, I promise. And also, if you're new to the podcast, please make sure you follow us on Twitter at singleblackdot. I don't use the Facebook thing, even though I should, but if you prefer Facebook, you can go like the Facebook page, facebook.com/singleblackdot. And today, we're talking about clout.
Instagram, get your clout up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that way. Okay.
So, if you don't know what clout is, I'm going to give you a very succinct Urban Dictionary definition, because, you know, that's the proven literature for terms such as these. Okay, clout, is the top definition is being famous and having influence. Number two is influence or power in political and community circles. Swag, dope as hell. Yes. But clout is just basically like popularity or status or influence. And today the topic is college for clout? Short answer, yes. Long answer, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm just here so I can be rich.
No, deadass. I really just want to be an esthetician, and this is for clout. Like, honestly, I'm using this degree for clout, really.
No, but high key, like, my degree is, like, I'm going to UJ because it's affordable and shit. Like, I don't want this school for clout. Like, this was not my first choice. It was none of our first choice.
UJA has a whole lot of clout.
If it wasn't for clout, I would not be here. I would be at Georgia Perimeter.
Honestly. I'm not here for popularity clout, like, for myself. I'm literally here so I'm employable.
Right.
Like, clout.
Business clout.
Right. Business clout.
I can go two different routes. I can actually do what, like, my major is in, so I can focus in that, or I can do something completely different, like be a fucking esthetician. I want to go to beauty school, okay? That's the kind of person I am. But your bitch, on the other hand, is also trying to go to law school. So, you know, if I end up being an esthetician, this degree is literally for clout.
Right. I really could go to esthetician and lawyer.
I mean, esthetician really and lawyer. Ball, honestly.
Legally blonde, the black bird.
Right.
but you know, we have to get all racial. So, honestly, I feel like not getting a degree, it sounds cute, but we too black for that.
Right.
Because on average, African Americans with degrees are still paid less than white people without degrees. Mm-hmm. So, and like, if we have like a minimum wage job or whatever, white people still get paid more. Or like entry level positions that don't require degrees, still get paid. White people still get paid more in every, like, ranking, every single one. So we kind of have to do it for the clout.
Right.
And UGA, like, a lot of people pick schools for clout, which I think is a dumb idea.
Right, like, my mom and my dad and my grandma, everybody in my family went to FAMU, but FAMU doesn't have your major. But I'm going because there.
I'll just be undecided for, like, a semester, and then I'll figure it out.
You're going there for clout. Like, my mom wanted me to go to Spelman so bad because that's where she went, and I'm the first person in my family not to go to HBCU.
Okay, rebel.
And I definitely could have went to HBCU for clout, but I was like, why the fuck am I going there? I'm spending the extra $20,000
right,
when I could just be here for free.
And even, like, the whole HBCU thing, like, the idea of a full ride doesn't exist at HBCUs because
they revoked that shit.
I was offered a full ride, and some of my friends were offered a full ride, and they took that ride, and they still have problems paying for school because you slip up in one area, or you'll get, like, the full ride for, like, a year. And then after that, you got to figure out.
You got to figure out
what you want to do.
Like, we're going to offer you this much for 1 year, and then, you know.
Boom, game.
But they say, you won't get
shit.
Y'all good? No, I'm kidding. Wow, they really pulled a boot gang on your friend.
Right. Hell yeah, right. Boot gang, all of the gang shit. Just like, oh, we gonna pretend like we gonna give this to you and we gonna take it away. Because you came for the clout. That's what you wanted. You got it. Here you go.
Nah. And I think people don't understand that, like, your degree matters. Like, I feel like, I don't know, it matters, like, where you get it from, but a degree is a degree regardless, you know?
It matters where you get it from depending on the profession you want to go into. Because I know, like, Asada's my boyfriend, who's a music major, talks a lot about getting a degree, like a master's degree from a good music school is super important if you want to play in symphonies and stuff. But for me, like a psych major, I can get a master's degree from anywhere that's going to let me in, and I'm still going to be able to practice. So, I mean, I would like to, you know, get, you know, my master's at a reputable institution, but I'm going to be able to practice no matter where I go or what degree.
Is it more competitive for psychology versus music?
Oh, yeah, of course. So, well, no, they're both really competitive fields.
I bet, because it's art, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything liberal. Because everyone, like, thinks that psychology is easy. Mm-hmm. So everyone starts psychology.
Oh, you take a psychology class.
Until you end up in a fucking graduate practicum, and you're looking at all the papers that they got and all the theories, and you're looking and you're like, I don't know what any of this shit means. No one taught me anything. I don't understand how to apply. And you look at stupid. Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks it's easy. But that's besides the point. I took psychology for the clout. Part two. No, but a lot of problems that I have right now with the idea of clout and social influence and status and all that stuff is what's happening in college. Because, like, college is a scam. College is for the clout, established, short answer, we got it.
Yes.
But when you're in college, like,
does... Can't be out here doing shit for clout.
Yeah, like, does having clout in college really matter?
It does not.
Or is it still, like, dependent on the type of clout?
Okay.
Or what's the difference between clout and a credential?
This might get me blacklisted. I don't know.
Girl, go ahead.
Talk your shit.
I'm about to talk about.
Be honest.
Well,
are you about to talk about Greek life? Because
no. It's not Greek life related.
It's just from life. Listen from life. Yeah.
I just feel okay. So I followed this guy for a while. On Twitter, he's a UGA alum. He's, like, really successful. He got a job straight out of college, which is fucking amazing. So I assumed he was a Greek because I associate being Greek with being successful. I don't know what the statistics look like. I don't know if that assumption is correct. But I clicked on his page and I was like, oh, shit, he's not Greek.
He ain't got no letters in his bio.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I was so surprised because I just assumed to be this fucking successful, you have to be Greek. Mm. But then I was like, but let's think about the Greek people that have graduated. What are they doing? Mm.
I was having this discussion with my friend earlier. She was like, she knows people that crossed just for clout.
Oh, yeah. People cross for clout all the time.
Like, freshman year, they realized they were lame, that they weren't likable people.
You know what? There's some real tea. Like, all the white girls that be rushing sororities and the clout. Because what do you know about a sorority your first year, first semester? What do you know?
Not shit.
They put on them little shows for them, girl. They be doing cartwheels and shit. But you don't really know nothing. You go see that little cupcake house. You don't know what's going on in that house.
Cupcake house.
No, it's from, like, slave master house, but...
Yeah, like you don't even...
You don't know what the impact of joining a sorority is gonna have on you.
I mean, theirs have none. That's solely for clout.
That's true. Because after college, all of them are, like... Or even ones that have graduated that I've talked to, like, alumni.
Married mothers.
Exactly.
They don't even rep their sorority.
It's a goddamn club.
And they say it's just like a lifelong sisterhood.
It's not.
It's literally for the just to socialize in college. Mm-hmm. Like, after that, it means shit to you.
Oh, also get married and shit, for a fact.
Okay. That's why they go on date nights every damn weekend.
Every week.
We are getting you a husband if it's the last thing that we are going to do.
Mm-mm. We provide anything for you. It's a husband.
Right.
Not
a job. Not connect.
Not no networking.
Not entrepreneurship opportunities.
Not no internships.
A man.
A boyfriend. That's what you need, right?
They do have a lot of programs where they work with, like, on-campus clubs and stuff. But it's so insignificant compared to all the socializing they do.
Right.
Yeah. That you don't really see it, but I do see people, like, certain sororities doing things on campus that would prepare them to take their lives to the next level as far as, like, community volunteering and stuff.
Yeah.
But they don't broadcast it like they should because they're out here trying to find husbands to have a baby with and come back and push them babies in strollers with a Louis Vuitton purse on game day.
A never full Damier Eben print. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about people getting in relationships for clout?
Relationships for clout?
People
people get relationships. They get in relationships to take cute pictures to put on Twitter to get into. So
hey, y'all, I got an application for a YouTube couple. You know somebody hit me up.
Michelle,
so
the manager.
She's been asking about this boyfriend couple YouTube person for about, like, 2 months now? A month? I don't know. A while. So hop on that.
We'll
please,
be taking
I'm tired
trips.
Of hearing this. I'm tired of hearing that she's accepting.
Y'all go to the BET Awards.
Exactly.
And you can feel on Nicki Minaj all you want to because I'm going straight for Broderick Hunter.
Yeah, people definitely get in relationships. Because if you're not how happy, you in that goddamn relationship for clout.
That's true.
And there's so many people in unhappy relationships. But
sip my tea on that. And I think I want to double back with the I think the Greek thing with white people I think it with white with Panhellenic sororities because there's black people in those shut up with the white ones it's a lot of it is the process because my SAI here is all white we're all white you look at me I'm literally the single black dot even the black girls they like so. But we were forced together for months, so I think because they only have a week to build up their clout, and then they got somebody has to pick them from a lineup, which is just problematic, so problematic.
A lineup, we in prison.
I mean, have you seen these houses?
That shit is scary. when they all pledge that week, oh my god.
It's all of them in white.
It's so fucking scary.
Yeah. I will never forget the day I saw them. You know, the crosswalk between Bolton
and
MLC?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was a cloud. It was literally a cloud fell from the sky. You said they were all
clout.
White. All had
a cloud
white dresses
clout.
On.
That shit is terrifying.
It was actually, and then after the girls walked by, the boys walked by.
Oh,
and they all had the cargo
shorts.
With the girl with the
dirty
polo.
New Balances.
Yep, girl. Mm-hmm. I think they intentionally make them dirty.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's part of, hazing.
For clout!
This shit looks fresh. The dirt doesn't look like it's been soaking. You know, it looks like they put mud on it.
They probably do.
Maybe they run in the forest as initiation.
Right.
Probably.
These niggas is wild.
So you're getting your ass beat to be in a, why would you get your ass beat? Or,
in the name of brotherhood or sisterhood? You got me.
I have two episodes, one on Greek life and one on hazing. If you're interested in more of these topics, because
clout, why?
I mean, there's legitimately good reasons, and of course, some people actually join for the right thing. If you listen to episode 3, Jason talks about how he wanted to be an alpha his whole life, but a lot of people do it for clout, and a lot of people get in relationships for clout. And me being in a damn near marriage, I don't understand that either. Retweets?
Oh,
is that?
Yeah, retweets. Yeah.
That's clout?
People get paid for retweets, y'all.
I'm telling y'all, this YouTube money.
People buy retweets. Venmo me for a retweet. What?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. People do that?
No. People do this. This is a thing.
Don't blacklist me if I make my Twitter a clout.
A clout Twitter.
Right.
All you gotta do is steal popular tweets.
Right.
But you know what?
But why would you do that? Why would you steal somebody's tweet?
That's a business, y'all.
Nah, that's
for the club.
Lame. That's lame.
Imagine being that
like get your clout. Literally get your clout. You're going that far to
I'm
get
crying.
That's fake clout.
So
what's real clout?
Real clout is people, I feel genuinely liking you. You being a
good
person.
You're a
good
person.
Yeah,
like, you don't even have to be a good person to at least be cool. Act like you're cool. Dress
cool
like you're
people
cool.
Don't make numbers.
or nice people.
Cool people don't get numbers. Nice people don't get numbers.
Like, you know, Liz. She's really nice, right?
Liz, okay, first of all, Liz, you're getting a shout out because you have a whole interest group for a whole sorority that's never been on this campus before. If you like a rise, like, show up to that.
And she's a great person. I feel like there are different kinds of clout because, I guess, I don't know. She might have clout for one thing while someone has clout for another thing. Like, some people have clout for dressing nicely. Some people have clout for being super involved or being super, you know, sociable. Right. Sociable, is that a word?
Yeah.
Social, you know. People have clout for doing makeup, for doing hair.
True.
You know, she might, because even now, like, she's appreciated still, you know. Like, we appreciate Liz. Mm-hmm. She has that clout. She might not have clout on the, you know,
Clout is a spectrum. Yeah, clout is a spectrum.
There's different ways you can have clout. There's different groups you can have clout with. Because you might have clout with everybody, and we might think you lame as hell. AC probably think you lame as hell.
Right.
We think most people with clout are lame.
We
actually,
do.
But
we do.
I don't know most people with clout.
Because be acting like they in high school.
But, like, I mean, I guess everybody wants vagina, you know. That's a thing.
Vagina.
That's important. So, does a nigga have to have clout for you to fuck him? Single people?
A guy does not have to have clout for me to try and get to know him. Not saying I'm going to just throw my little
cootie kit
at anybody, you know.
Right.
Wait. This is some sacred forest over here.
From the other single woman in the room, I feel like in a relationship or like a perspective like person, like, it's not important to me. Like, if you're a good person, we've talked about relationships. If you're a good person, I like you, I fuck with you, that's all that matters. Like, people knowing you, again, that shit's lame. Like, if you intentionally try to make people know you or, you know, like you, that's lame.
But not even like me coming for anybody, but I was just thinking about this at work the other day because, you know, conversations with your coworkers. And we were talking about how a lot of girls on campus go after Greek guys. And for me, it's like, you're going after this guy because he has letters, but who are you outside of those letters?
Ooh.
Who are you as a person? Because you can be this male, like, whatever you're going to be, a Kappa, Alpha, whatever you're going to be on campus, but who are you outside of that? Take that away from your identity and what's left.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
Because some people's identity gets shrouded in those letters. Like, they sometimes it's unfair because when you have those letters, you instantly become a representation of the entire group. That's not fair. But we're black, but we all know what that feels like. So you don't really get any slack for that.
Right.
But, like, if you allow that to overcome your identity, if you allow the clout to cloud your vision, I'm upset. You don't deserve the clout. Give it to somebody who needs it. Donate your clout, please.
Also, same thing with designer labels, being a label.
He ain't got a Gucci belt? Nah, no clout.
Driving
this hurricane don't even got a Gucci belt. Who needs it?
Right. Driving nice cars.
Boys, see how I'm saying boys? Don't fucking talk to me. Don't DM me if you don't have a Gucci belt. Like, honestly, as much as I say I love nice people, no.
I actually want a Gucci belt.
I actually want Gucci slides.
And when I say Gucci, I mean the real thing. Not the stuff you get from the swap meet and
not Gucci.
Somebody hooked it up for you and it looks real.
If
you don't have a dust bag,
Don't talk to me. If you don't have the, what's it called? The authenticity certificate?
Oh, girl.
I don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a thing.
That's how you know I have no clout. I'm going to be honest, y'all. I'm going to be real honest. I had no clout until I got my boyfriend. But he gave me all my, well, not like here. Not like, I don't have any clout at UGA either, really, though. But it's cool. I'm talking about, like, hometown clout. I had some. But it was definitely revved up by dating somebody with a Gucci belt.
Wow. But Haley has a Gucci belt?
No. I just said
that.
I'm going to
be like,
he a brand whore.
The theoretical Gucci belt that is
clout. He's a brand whore, though. And, like, he was always cool in high school. Like, he was on the wall, y'all. He was on the wall. I was on the wall. I was just trying to go to my class. Like, nobody ever invited me to stay on the school.
It was the wall at the wall.
Like,
yeah. Like, you were walking to class, they were all hanging out.
Yes, y'all didn't have a wall?
No.
Michelle, did we
have
a wall?
I know you're talking about those.
No,
like,
we had
in one area.
No, we went to class.
We had wing and burger.
What is wrong with you, bitch?
We went to the best high school in the country.
And we had the nature preserve.
Yeah, no, we had a wall where all the cool kids had
the gym, the bedroom B.
Bedroom B, bitch, not bedroom B.
That's
no.
How you knew you had clouds if you was on that wall. So, yeah, you tried to get you a man on the wall so you could stand on the wall, too, to be honest. That's how it went down.
Shoot, coming from, well, I'm just speak for me because I've always been someone who's, I like to be low-key, and I don't want to be in the limelight, so clout is not a big thing for me, per se, but at the high school we come from, clout mm-hmm. is an extremely important thing.
Clout was so important, because me and Michelle went to the same high school. Clout was so important in high school that, like, I felt like if a certain amount of people didn't know me or if these certain types of people didn't know me, that I was lame.
Right.
And it was like, that's not the truth. It's just like, these people don't know me because we don't hang around the same people. We're not into
right.
the same things. But it was like so celebrated to know these certain people or to be in these certain positions even, because like if you were in band, you had like a little bit more clout than if you were just like going to school and going home. And if you were like a goddamn diamond or like on the football team or cheerleader, you know, the typical shit. Like if you were in a position where the school knew what your face looked like,
I'm
you
not gonna say.
Had more clout. Please don't spill tea on drum majors.
Also, if you're a high schooler listening to this, it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, please don't think it matters.
You think they're your friend this week?
They not.
To college.
They not.
No.
But like,
graduate.
Even when you, because I know people have left here because they think it's too clicky, or people are like the lame type of clout you said are just trying
yeah.
to get to know people to say that they know a lot of people and not really form like genuine
meaningful
connections,
meaningful.
Right? Like I think that's the one thing that's kept me from going to like Tate Time or stuff like that, because I have meaningful connections. They're in this room. They're
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
I have
yeah,
meaningful
yeah, yeah.
connections
yeah, yeah.
with people already.
Don't be playing with a nickel
horn. Like, I already have meaningful connections, so there's really nobody I need to, like, actively go seek other friendships. And I was talking with Asada about this, but I think I'm getting real businessy right now, but I think we, like, kind of as a collegiate generation have forgotten what it means to have just strictly professional relationships.
Yeah.
Like, people that you work with, and you're cool with them, and you may, like, hang out a little bit after work, maybe study together once in a while, but strictly, like, professional relationships. I think a lot of the times you have to be friends with certain people in order to get those positions of power,
wow,
rather than
true.
Get them organically just from your skill set.
Wow.
And I feel like a lot of this, just network with people, get to know people.
No.
It's like,
no.
I'm not gonna network with people who don't have anything to offer me.
I definitely relate to that.
Retweet.
Like, within the theater program, love the theater program, awesome, EJ, come do it. It's just, like, if you want parts, if you want to be, like, the most popular person, the most talented person within the theater person, or the theater program, you literally have to talk to everybody. You have to know everybody. You got to be friends with everybody. You got to go downtown with everybody. And it's like, I don't necessarily want to do all of that. Can we just have a nice, like...
But she's still on the poster for Cabaret,
okay,
though.
Okay.
Go see Cabaret.
But yeah, I totally understand that. It's like, within the department, I'm like, I'm cordial with you guys, and I have a business relationship with you guys. I don't necessarily want to go downtown with you guys, because... You know, there's some other issues there.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I want to keep it like that. But, like, in order for me to get parts, I really got to be like, oh, I'm ready to go downtown and do all this stuff and talk to my teachers and be friends. When it's like,
I don't want to be friends with you. Please, I just... get it through your head. I don't want to be friends with you.
Right.
I have friends. I have no longing for friends, no desire
right.
for friends. I don't want to be friends with you.
I feel like that about one of the orgs I'm in. I'm not going to say the name. But, yeah, one of the people in it asked me to hang out because she wants to make more, like, connections with people in the organization. It's like, girl.
We're still in college.
First of all, we have nothing in common.
Right.
We have nothing to talk about. And I don't drink Starbucks. Like, no. So the answer is no. But I had to say yes, because if I want to be in a, like, position in this organization ever, then
yeah.
I gotta get my clout up.
You're right.
So,
I like to be like that.
Go ahead.
Okay, I understand that, but if it's like a regular schmegular person, like, Yeah. And we're, like, supposed to network. What are you giving to me?
Exactly. If, that's more of what I was talking about.
Yeah, like, that's not doing anything for me. Like, for example, today I networked with, like, one of the directors for scholarships at UGA. Like,
directors. We, positions of status.
Exactly.
Okay,
things to offer.
Office, okay?
So what I hear is boom gang for everybody. Next year.
A whole lot of gang shit cut. I mean, hopefully, because she recognized me by name because of the first time we, like, interacted. And, like, I guess this was an unintentional follow-up because, like, we both recognized each other. Obviously, I knew who she was because...
Importante.
I need some money. But, like, so, like, that network was important for... It was important for us to talk today because she is someone that I would want to know in the future. Mm-hmm. If it's a regular member or it's someone in my class, what's the point? Like, what are you giving to me? You know?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
But you also don't know what someone in your class might have to offer
this
you.
This is true.
And I like to say that because there are a lot of people's stories where they're like, oh, I wasn't going anywhere, but I just happen to know this one alum. His dad owns a Fortune 500 company. He offered me a position because I know his son.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, we need to make friends with some white people then.
No, that's true. No, you know, another little thing in my networking skills, not really. I work at a summer camp during the summer, and one of my campers told me
that's
that...
That's when you have summer camp? Huh? So that's normally when you have summer camp.
Hey, man. But she told me that her mom went to UGA, so her mom came to pick her up from summer camp during the summer. And I was like, yeah, so Melissa, told me that, you know, you went to UGA, blah, blah, blah. We started talking. You know what she ended up doing?
What?
She offered me pots and pans for my new apartment. Like,
wow.
And we exchanged phone numbers, we exchanged emails, we had a really deep conversation on family, on life in general, and it's like, you never know when you can meet people too, so.
Yeah,
because it was crazy, just like, at my job, I was able to, like, network with someone that was important, that she's doing social work too, which I like the concept of social
It's related,
work.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, she's definitely someone that I want to keep in contact with. Granted, if she did something in theater or music, maybe she's not my person to necessarily contact or be in contact with professionally,
mm-hmm.
but maybe personally,
yeah,
she might be that person.
Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like some of the fields, well, I know we're not that far in yet, but some of the fields you go into based on your major, it requires clout. Like the science field, you need clout.
Yeah. Oh, research?
Sure. Yeah.
Like there's no other way to get out there besides having it.
Yeah.
But would you consider that just clout or a credential? Because at the end of the day, like, that's a skill.
That,
like,
I think it's
you have to develop.
Skill, but mostly it's the clout. Because
right.
you can have all the skill in the world and be
mm-hmm.
doing this amazing research,
yeah.
but if nobody knows your name.
Yeah, you
gotta
be
then,
personable in order to establish
mm-hmm.
that relationship and get, like, them to be like, oh, I wanna work around you because you're fun to work around, even though you have to do, like, stressful things.
Right. Like, I'm doing a million thousand things right now. I really just want to go home and lay in my bed, but I'm going to this meeting for the Georgia Association of Black Women Attorneys for clout. Because, yeah, y'all need to know me because y'all have a scholarship for law school and I plan on applying it for it. So if you know my face, maybe you'll give it to me. Maybe you'll help me get a job at your law firm. Something. But, like, they're not going to see me doing anything. It's literally just a face.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to put a name to a face.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's definitely.
Oh, sis, I should have made you some business cards.
Yeah.
Business cards?
What?
Clout?
I do all of it.
Right. Like, I feel like we might not have UGA clout, but we have, like, Michelle owns Barbaritos.
She got Barbaritos clout.
Exactly. Sayon, like, is super smart. She taught me a language. Casey, don't even get me started on Casey. She be in shows. She's on posters. Like,
okay.
Isis has a talk show. Like, she's a psychologist. So,
I'm
like,
a whole psychologist, guys.
That's clout. Like, y'all might not recognize how OG we are, but it's clout in different areas, I feel.
Mm-hmm. So, like, as far as, like, networking goes and, like, trying to climb that ladder of success, do you think you have, like, to have a discerning sort of spirit to sort of determine, okay, who am I going to give my time to and who am I not going to give my time to?
I feel like it's more of you just kind of have to feel the person out and, like, actually sit there and have a conversation with them as
mm-hmm.
opposed to, oh, I get this vibe from you, I'm not
Like, some people you can do that
with. So drag me is what you're saying.
Like, some people you can do that with because you're like, oh, your energy is off. That negativity is popping. Like, let me not come your way. But then other people, it's kind of like a neutral. Like, I don't think you're a bad person, but I also don't know if you're good. So maybe I should just approach you and have a conversation with you. And based off of that conversation or what you may offer to me, mm-hmm. whether that be a position or... you have some pool in a different department, or like you might teach me something that I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I have no discernment.
I think you just have to.
I don't. I put myself in every room. Hopefully, one room will be the right room. Mm-hmm. That's how you spread yourself too thin. Don't do that.
Also, you can't. I feel like you can't keep doing that because
I don't know.
It's different because. I just feel like if you keep doing that with people, they're going to be like, oh, you're not genuine. You just want to use me.
True, true.
Mm. Which is essentially what you're doing. But it's like you don't want people to know that's what you're doing.
Fake right? Until you make it.
I'm too, like, I feel like I'm too pure for that. Like, because I'm going to tell you straight up. I just want you for your connections. Like, I want you, but I'll say it in such a way that, like, you have no choice. Like, I want you to show me everything you know.
Right.
Because first of all, if I'm asking you, I want you to show me everything you know. I think you know a lot.
Yeah.
So basically, you're just minoring them.
Basically, yeah. I'm just like, I know you're great. I know you have a lot to offer me. And I know you're going to be willing to do this. So let's make some shake. Like, I just know. Like, I'm great. You're great. Let's make it pop it. Like, I don't feel the need to kiss anybody's ass. Or anything like that about it. That's never right. been.
Like, unpaid internships? Clout. It's for
drag
it's
me.
For,
wow.
No, I have one tool. I have one tool, and it stresses me out. But I'm doing it for clout. Like,
well, mine's a little more than clout. I could actually get credit for this one, but
yeah, I can't.
Wait, what's your internship
in? I work for the Borgen Project. It's a lobbying institution, plug. And I work to push forward poverty for poverty. I don't want to push poverty. Push for legislation based that's like helping to stop poverty. So one of the things that we're pushing right now is the international affairs budget. It's been cut by like 20% by you guys as president. And that means that a lot of the great works that we do in other countries, like education programs that we have in like sub-Saharan Africa are going to be cut. And that means more poverty, which means more terrorism, a lot of other stuff. So, you know, donate to me. Because I have to fundraise.
Directly to you.
Directly to me.
Right to my bank account. I'll give you the number.
That website where you be finding volunteer stuff on. What's it called?
Indeed.
Handshake. No, it's an actual volunteer. I think it's volunteer.org. I think that's what it's called. But, yep, it's for clout. I mean, I care about this. I love this. I want to be a lawyer, so lobbying is very important. But if you think I'm going to give you 14 of my hours for free a week, no.
You think it's just for fun?
Right. I'm not doing it. Let's get that straight. I am not doing it for fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I feel like my clout is very, like, understated. It's not, like, you can see it from the outside.
Right.
But it's, like, I've done shit that you don't know about, but I've done it.
Right!
I have shit going for me that
you
don't
know
about,
mm-hmm.
but I'm finna do it, too. You know what I mean?
Finna get it done.
Finna get, like, because even for next semester...
You're not going to be here.
Exactly.
Doing bitch, great things
in
Italy.
To Verona, but nobody knows that. Well, now y'all know.
Everybody
it.
Knows, hey.
Yeah, hey, guys, I'm going to be in Verona, Italy, woohoo, for 3 fucking months. But anyway, like, no one knows that because I'm not posting, my shit. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. You're working on your stuff as it happens.
Exactly. I have 16 hours. I work. I'm trying to figure out this, study abroad. I am an ambassador for the admissions office. Woo, woo, GRT. And, like, you don't know this because, you know, I'm not vocal about it.
I don't think you're doing it for the clout, then. You're doing it for your credentials.
I'm doing it for my credentials.
Credentials are things that go...
It.
Exactly. Credentials
like
are the things
it.
You can put on your resume that you're proud of. Like, hey, I did this. Look at my product. Look at my result. I worked hard for this. That's a credential. Your internship, Nia, that's a credential.
Because nobody know about it. I didn't know about it. I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't know about it. You know what I mean?
Your retweets are fucking clout.
Right? And that's another thing, too. I don't flex on social media.
I'd be scrolling just to scroll for entertainment, but I'm not posting my shit like, oh my god. Also, I'm a Coca-Cola scholar from UGA. I'm a first generation college student. Like, that's a big fucking deal too. Yeah. Would you know that if I didn't tell you?
No.
No, because I'm here at UGA on a full ride pretty much. No one fucking knows that though, because
I'm minding my goddamn business.
Exactly. As you all should be doing.
And it's like, I'm not, it's, clout doesn't fucking matter, y'all. Like, and okay, again, about social media, I'm not posting on it just because it does nothing for me.
Right.
Getting that attention from people, I mean, obviously people tell you that they're proud of you, people giving you encouragement, that feels good, you know.
Of course.
Being,
what was it, gratification?
Exactly. Yeah. Being acknowledged feels good, but I'm not going to be like, I just got this scholarship, you know, I'm going on a study abroad. Oh my gosh, you know, I don't do that shit because it does nothing for me. And if you're posting shit and if you're doing that kind, you know, those kinds of things for clout,
mm-hmm.
you're lame. Do it for yourself. And if you're not doing it for yourself, then
Who are you doing it for?
Fuck are you doing? I mean, sometimes though, I'm gonna tell y'all how hard I've been grinding because I grinded. Like, this semester, I made all A's last semester, and I'm so proud of myself because
it
was one of the hardest semesters of my life.
Because you deserved it.
But this semester, oh, baby, if I make all A's, I'm getting a motherfucking t-shirt because y'all gotta know.
I was
going to
say, I made all A's during the worst semester
of
my life.
Life.
Bitch, I'm here.
But bitch, I'm here. 14 hours internship, 16 hours at work, and in school. Y'all are going to know.
And university judiciary.
Yes, and I feel like I want to, like, I really just be wanting to stunt on people sometimes, y'all. Is that for clout?
Yeah.
The stunting part is for clout.
Yeah.
The stunting part could be for yourself, though.
It's just like,
I did.
Because when I got my internship, I tweeted about it, but I didn't expect so many people to be like, wow, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I got something good happened in my life, and I want to share it with people.
Right.
There's a difference between that and going, oh, I got shit going on. Let me tell everybody what
right.
I got going
right.
on. There's a difference there. And if you're not doing it because you genuinely want to share what's happening in your life, then
I feel like that's different from people, you know, constantly like tweeting or like saying the same thing. So for example, like niggas love, you know, just like, I don't know, like, just what's an example of, I had no examples, but it's not coming to me. Like, if you're talking about the same things, like bragging
absolutely,
about the
yeah.
same things,
yeah, like hang out with Gucci Man today.
Oh
today,
my lord, Jesus.
Migos!
Right. You're a fucking groupie, nigga.
Yeah.
That's not something to be proud of.
That's different than doing it for yourself. Because, you know, we obviously want that gratification of people, like, saying nice things to you.
Like, yeah,
like,
good job.
Feel good. Like, good job. Like, and people like seeing you do good, too. Also, there are people who
right.
do bad,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to hope that the people that are on my, you know, social media, I sound like a grandma, I sound like an auntie,
people that are on my social media,
I hope people that follow me, you know, like me enough to want to see me do good things with my life, because otherwise,
mm-hmm.
bitch, block me the fuck.
I know there's people that follow me. Well, they probably don't follow me, but they be watching my page and stuff. Because if you retweet somebody's old tweet, like, I still get the notification. Duh. But I feel like it's people that, I know it's people that don't want me to do good. Point blank, period.
Same.
I know it's, I have exes that don't want me to do good. So guess what? I'm in school for free. In your face.
Hell,
guess
I got family that don't want me.
Right. Guess what? I got an internship. And I'm posting for myself, but I'm posting for you too, because when you said I wasn't gonna be shit, guess what? You was wrong. And I feel like you need to know that I won.
I love these bitches now.
Which is definitely for clout. No, I'm saying it out loud.
Well, that's
but,
clout, yeah.
But
there's some clout's good clout.
I don't care. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in summary, good clout is I love my life.
You're concluding this? Okay.
Right. So far, what we've been discussing so far, because I feel like we're kind of like everywhere. Good clout is I'm proud of myself. I hope you guys are proud of me too. Bad clout, I want the shit for attention just because I want
right.
to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I want it for attention just for wanting for attention. I don't want it. I'm throwing it back in your face.
Yeah.
I don't just want it for attention. I'm literally, I proved you wrong.
It's,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you're not going nowhere in life. Oh, I'm not.
Oh, bet.
Bit.
Hold this.
Watch me work.
Do you think people put too much clout on other people?
Yes.
Oh, what you mean?
I feel like people give people clout that they don't deserve.
Ooh, yes.
Because I know some people that from, like, their social media presence and from the way other people have spoken about them and just, like, the things that they do and just, like, they're, like, just from their resume, from their rap sheet, I'm like, this seems like a great person to get to know, to talk to see what they got going on, and then I get to them, because I actually do network, I do speak to people, I get to them, I talk to them, and they're, like, nothing like I expected them to be. And I feel like, well, where's the glorious person that everyone was speaking so highly of?
Also, I hate when I go and because I don't like talking to people. And that's a problem for me. But I don't like talking to people because I don't trust people. But if I come and speak to you, don't
act like it's something revolutionary.
And also, don't act like you, like, I'm just some peasant and you're not supposed to talk to me. Ooh, because we on equal levels, whether you a junior, senior, fifth year, master's degree, doctorate degree, I don't give a fuck. We both two human beings. And if I feel like I can learn something from you, don't treat me like I'm less than.
Right. Okay. Celebrities will be worth, like, 30 mil.
I donated 10K.
Nigga, that ain't shit. That is not, that's literally not shit. But I'm saying,
but
like,
they're posting it for clout.
No, yeah. Not even the posting it. Oh my God, this is so great. Da, 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 da. No, y'all, come on now. For real, that's $10,000. Oh, I'm not, I'm glad that you did it. I'm not knocking it. I'm so glad that you did it. But my point is you're giving them more credit than they deserve.
Oh, okay.
Because if you are worth 30 million, and you getting that money back in tax return, so I ain't even trying to hear that, because that's a donation. I know how taxes work.
Yep.
So you're getting that money back, and $10,000 when we're talking about that huge catastrophes, and you're worth billions in a lot of cases, that's not shit. People were so hyped because Donald Trump gave, like, how much out of his personal fund?
A million.
Okay, come on.
First of all, you're the leader of the free world. Why are you giving your own personal money?
Right.
You should have budgets. You should have people who are able to get on the ground and help these people.
Right.
But you're like, let me just throw some money at these people because that's what solved all my problems before. So I'm just going to continue to throw some money at people again and maybe the country will be fine. Hell yeah.
Doesn't
Donald Trump in a way have his own kind of comp from being a dickhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
like
clout.
Oh, he says whatever she's on his mind.
That's not clout. That's infamy.
Yeah.
Infamy is like, you're just known for all the bad reasons.
But people, I remember watching CNN, and people like, he says whatever he on his mind. That's what we need from a politician. We need a politician that's not gonna lie to us.
Whose mind? To you.
To you.
He's saying what's on your mind. Whose mind is he speaking from? Because,
That's his fault, though.
Oh, please.
He can say what he wanna say, and shit.
What did he say? He said he could shoot somebody and not lose voters?
Yep.
I
agree.
That's clout!
He said he could what?
He could shoot somebody in, like, Times Square and not lose voters. He said this during the election.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very true.
The election. I don't understand.
Like,
guys, that's a problem. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. This whole campaign was about killing people, especially minorities. So, let's not act like that's something surprising.
Yeah, let's not act like
that. You want to know how we got presidency?
Clout.
You see? Full circle, kids. Full circle.
You know which? What happened to that investigation with that?
It went away. You know why?
Clout.
Like, imagine clout was fixing all your problems. Like,
but there's a lot of the questions that you can't understand why the fuck. Because I'm constantly in a position where I don't understand why the fuck people do the shit that they do. And then I just be like, clout. I'm like, damn.
Clout.
Right.
Clout. People do good things to get their name out there. People do bad things to get their name out there. There's a clout is a spectrum. Just
right.
Like who said that? You said it, Sayon. Clout is a spectrum. So you can be on one end of the spectrum where you're doing dumb shit for clout, boot gang, whole lot of gang shit.
Right.
You're doing you can be like somewhere in between the middle and the end where you're just getting to know people to get to know people so you can say you have a lot of quote unquote friends, but no one really knows you or your personality or anything like that. You can be in the middle, kind of like me, where you're like, I'm not going to kiss anybody's ass, but I don't have a whole lot of clout, so maybe I have to kiss some ass. I don't know. You can be, like, in the middle of the middle and just be like, well, I have clout. You know, I'm good. I got a lot going for me. I know a lot of people, you know. Like, I'm going to be great. I'm going to be set up. We're going to be good. I got clout. We're fine. It's a clout cushion. And you can be away on the extreme where just, like, you're just a great person. You're Beyonce, basically.
Right.
Basically. So, are we good?
Wrap it up, Dean.
I have to say, how many Migos references can we get?
We had a lot.
I feel that was our second one.
We had some in the beginning. We had Fuck a Bitch for Some Clout.
We had that way.
We had Wrap It Up, Dean. I feel like that we can have like an Insecure, like how this season they're putting Frank Ocean references in all their episodes. We can put Migo references in all the Single Black Thought episodes.
Okay, and y'all better catch on. Y'all better comment. Wait, whoa! Y'all better comment how many references.
Tweet me all the references you found.
You gotta do a giveaway. For Chick-fil-A,
I don't have giveaway money, but I can give you some free advice.
You know what I can give you?
I can give you an 8-piece.
Yeah, I can give you clout.
Teach you how to say
money. Never mind. Fuck the 8-piece. Clout. That's what you get.
If you like this podcast, like I said, follow me on Twitter at singleblackdot for clout. Follow me personally at Euphoric Noise. Once again, for the clout. Get my numbers up. These lovely ladies will be added on the description of this episode as well as on the Twitter, so you can follow them, get their numbers up for the clout. I love you, and you should love this podcast too.
Let's make that YouTube money.
Bye. Oh my God.